to hear the mighty and precious word of God. May your word be proclaimed from the highest mountains to the lowest valleys. May all creation know the name of Jesus Christ.
In
Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
我们奉主基督耶稣的名祷告, Amen.
So I invite you this morning to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 10.
今天早晨我邀请你翻开你的圣经翻到罗马书第十章。
The heartbeat message of the church is salvation by grace through faith in Christ alone.
教会的核心信息是，只有因信耶稣才能得救。
We know that faith is this great and essential thing.
我们知道信心是伟大的，不可缺少的。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能得到神的喜悦。
No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, your age, your social status, or your IQ, you cannot be pleasing to the Most High God if you don't have faith in Christ.
无论你是谁，做过什么，无论你的年龄、社会地位或者智商如何，如果你不信基督，就无法得到至高神的喜悦。
The verse we're studying today is a timeless truth.
我们今天学习的这节经文是永恒的真理。
It is just as relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago when Paul penned this letter to the Romans.
它对今天的你我如同2000年前保罗在写罗马书时一样重要。
So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ.
可见信道是从听到来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
As we ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand what faith is, I came up with three questions for us to examine.
当我们祈求圣灵帮助我们理解信心是什么的时候，我提出了3个问题供我们思考。Question
number one, what is faith?
问题一，什么是信心？
I'm more and more convinced that our struggles in the Christian walk stem from a misunderstanding about faith.
我越来越确信，我们在基督徒生活中的挣扎源于对信心的误解。Many
of us are still confused at what it means to be a Christian and what it means to have true faith.
我们中的许多人仍然对身为基督徒的意义以及拥有真正的信心的含义感到困惑。Why
is there so much confusion, you ask?
你可能会问，为什么会有这样的困惑呢？
Because we have an enemy who seeks to remind us of our faults and failures.
因为我们有一个敌人，他尝试提醒我们所有的缺点和失败。
Because we live in a society that says everything you want can be achieved through hard work and dedication.
因为我们生活在一个宣扬，你想要的一切都可以通过努力工作和奉献来实现的社会。
Yet the scriptures say it is impossible to earn faith.
然而圣经却说，信心是不可能靠赚取而来的。So
in order to understand what faith is, we'll first begin with what faith is not.
为了要了解信心到底是什么，我们首先要了解信心不是什么。Faith
is not simply knowledge.
信心不仅是知识。Of
course, it is necessary to know the Bible.
当然，拥有圣经的知识是必要的。There
must be something to be believed in.
必须有值得相信的东西。Faith
needs facts.
信心需要事实。To
know facts about Christ by itself doesn't indicate true faith.
仅仅了解关于基督的事实并不能代表信心。Knowing
that he walked this earth, knowing that he was a great teacher, and knowing other facts about Jesus doesn't constitute true faith.
知道耶稣曾在世上行走，知道他是一位伟大的老师，以及了解关于基督的其他的事实，都不能构成信心。
Faith is not reciting memorized scriptures.
信心不是背诵史记应背的经文，
Faith is not reciting creeds.
也不是背诵教条。
Faith is not a verbal statement of belief.
信心不是口头上的信仰陈述。
The Apostle James said, even the demons believe.
使徒雅各说，连魔鬼也信。
Do you know that Satan is a believer in God?
你知道撒旦也是信徒吗？
Oh, yes, Satan knows who God is.
哦，是的，撒旦知道神是谁。
And you know, that's one thing I'll never understand is atheism.
你知道吗？有一件事我是永远无法理解的，就是无神论。
Even the devil never fell into that trap.
甚至魔鬼都知道神。
It was King Agrippa in the book of Acts who believed in God, yet told Paul, "You won't persuade me to be a Christian."
在《使徒行传》里的亚基破王也相信神，但他告诉保罗说，他不愿意被劝说成为基督徒。
Faith is not performing church rituals and traditions.
信心也并非履行教会的仪式和传统。
Confirmations and confessing sin to a priest and reciting Hail Marys and worshiping the Virgin Mary do not indicate faith.
见证里向神父忏悔罪过、朗读圣母圣经，或者是敬拜圣母玛利亚，都不能表明信心。
And faith is not being in proximity to Jesus.
信心也并不是在耶稣旁边。
You are here in church today, and I'm glad about that.
今天你在教会里边，我很开心你在这里。
But that doesn't indicate true faith.
但这并不代表你们相信耶稣。
Remember the Apostle Thomas?
你们还记得使徒多玛吗？
He spent 3 years with Jesus and heard his teachings and saw his miracles.
他与耶稣同行了3年，聆听他的教诲，见证耶稣所行的神迹。
Yet upon receiving the news of the resurrected Christ, Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail prints and touch the nail marks, he would not believe."
然而，当多玛听到基督复活的消息的时候，多玛却说，除非我亲眼看见钉痕，亲手摸到，保哲他不会相信。
So, what is faith?
什么是信心呢？
Let's start simplistically.
让我们从简单来开始。
Faith is believing.
首先，信心是相信。
To believe what someone says or to accept a statement as true.
相信某人所说的话，或接受某人的陈述为真。
Jesus asked the blind men that followed him in Matthew 9, "Do you believe that I am able to hear you?"
在马太福音的第9章，耶稣问跟随他瞎眼的人说：“你们信我能医治你们吗？”
The Roman centurion heard of Christ's power and begged Christ to just speak the words and heal his daughter.
罗马百夫长听说了基督的大能，便恳求基督，只要说一句话就能医治他的女儿。
Jesus said, "Let it be done just as you believed it would."
耶稣说：“照你的信心给你成全，那事就成全了。
So first, faith involves believing.
首先，信心在于相信某些事情是真实的。
But secondly, and equally as important, faith means to be filled with a sense of personal trust in what you believe in.
其次呢，与第一点同样的重要，就是信心意味着你认为真实事情充满了个人的信任。
Trust is such an important aspect of faith.
信任在信心中非常的重要。
Trust is the confidence that someone will act exactly as they stated.
信任是指你相信某人会完全按照他自己所说的去做。
It's confidence in their reliability and integrity and the intent of that person.
信任呢，是对他们的可靠性、正直和意图的信心。
Trust is free of any and all skepticism.
信任是一种不受任何怀疑的自由。
We're very familiar with what it means to trust people in our current lives.
在我们的现实生活当中，我们非常的熟悉我们信任的人。
If you're married, I pray you believe and trust in your spouse.
如果你已经结婚了，我祷告你相信并信任你的配偶。
When a spouse has been faithful in their marriage, their character makes you believe and trust in everything they do.
当你的配偶在婚姻中忠诚时，他们的品格会让你相信并且信任他们所做的一切。
And as the relationship continues to grow, you will have more faith in that person to act in ways that are reliable.
随着这段关系的不断加深，你会更加的信任对方，相信对方会以可靠的方式行事。
And so it is faith in Christ.
这就像我们对基督的信心也是如此的。
What is the origin of faith? Is our second question.
我们第二个问题是，信心的起源是什么呢？
Well, let us go all the way back to the author of faith.
让我们回顾信心的起源，回到圣经当中说，书写信心的那位使徒。
Faith is a gift from God.
信心是神的恩赐。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8.
以弗所书2:8，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Faith is not a result of human striving and human achievement.
信心并非人类奋斗或成就的结果。
But rather, faith is the gift from the Almighty God.
相反，信心是全能神赐予的礼物。
Through his exceedingly rich kindness, he grants us faith.
神以他无比丰盛的慈爱赐予我们信心。
It is a gift that we cannot fathom, yet we freely receive it.
这份礼物是我们无法理解却白白领受的。
Everything about our ability to have faith is only possible because God kindly gives us the gift of faith.
我们拥有信心的一切能力，唯有神赐予、赋予我们信心的这一份礼物，才有可能实现。
And this faith, it comes by hearing.
所以，这信心是通过聆听而来的。
Hearing what?
聆听什么呢？
The Bible says the word of Christ.
圣经说基督的话语。
Said differently, the word about Christ.
换一句来说，是关于基督的话语。
How are you to hear the word of God then?
你会问，那么我们如何聆听神的话语呢？
Well, faith comes through preaching.
首先是通过传讲神的话语，
And the preaching of the word of God.
传讲神的话语。
It is always my desire, as a man called to publicly preach the word of God, to give you his words and not my own.
作为一个蒙召公开宣讲神话语的人，我始终的渴望将神的话语，而不是我自己的话传给你们。
It is the word of God that leads to faith in Christ and not mine.
是神的话语引领你们信靠基督，而不是我的话语。
I must resist every temptation to speak anything from my mind and rather give you the words of eternal life.
我抵制一切的诱惑，不去凭着自己的心意说话，而是将来自至高神永生之道传给你们。
Words from the Most High God.
来自于至高神永生的话语。
The pulpit is no place for man's opinions or ideas.
在这个讲台上，不应容纳人的观点或想法。
One reason I believe many people struggle with faith is because of weak preaching.
我相信许多人的信心的挣扎，原因之一就是因为讲道的薄弱。
Preaching that lowers Christ closer to man and elevates man closer to Christ.
这种人讲道，他们会将贬低为更贴近人，却将人提升为更接近神。
This kind of preaching is not taught in God's word, but there are subtle twists and half-truths.
这种讲道并非神话语所教导的。而是巧妙的曲解和半真半假的陈述。
The Apostle Paul told young Timothy to preach the word.
使徒保罗告诉年轻的提摩太说，要传讲神的话语。
Preaching has a central place among God's people, and it is vital to the life of the believer and the church.
讲道在神的子民中占据中心的地位。对信徒和教会的生活都至关重要。
The preached word has a mysterious and supernatural, life-giving, life-changing power.
所传讲的话语具有神秘的、超自然的、赋予生命的力量。
And weak preaching produces weak faith.
薄弱的讲道会导致信心的软弱。
Second, faith comes through the scriptures.
信心来源于圣经。
It is clear that Jesus expects his disciples to read the Bible.
耶稣显然期待他的门徒研读圣经。
At least six times, Jesus asked this question. Have you not read?
耶稣至少6次问过这个问题，你们没有读过吗？
Have you not read?
你们没有读过吗？
It's a rhetorical question meant to expose misguided faith and understanding.
耶稣常常用反问的方式，他想要揭露被误导的信心和理解。
Christ always points us back to the Word for teaching, correction, and for training.
基督引导我们回到圣经当中，寻求教导、纠正和训练。
You may have heard it said, when I pray, I talk to God, but when I read the Bible, God speaks to me.
你可能听过这样的一句话：当我祷告的时候，我是在与神交谈；但当我读圣经的时候，是神在对我说话。
God is speaking, but are you listening?
当神说话的时候，你们是在聆听吗？
The entirety of Scripture is written to grow your faith in God.
整本的圣经都记载着如何增强你对神的信心。
The Apostle John went so far to write in his gospel that these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ.
使徒约翰甚至在他的福音书中写道：“记这些事是要叫你们信基耶稣是基督。
These words are alive.
”圣经的话语是鲜活的。
If you ask, any person converted by Christ, they will point you to the scriptures that became a two-edged sword in their life.
如果你问任何一个人因基督而相信的人，他很可能会说：“圣经是一把双刃剑。
It's the scriptures that pierce the hearts and convict men of their sin.
”圣经刺穿了他们的心，使他们认识到自己的罪。
The scriptures illuminate our minds towards faith in Christ.
圣经也照亮了他们的心智。使他们对基督的救赎信心得以彰显。
And if you're saying in your life that you can't hear God, well, I ask you, are you reading His Word?
弟兄姐妹们，如果你说你缺乏信心，那我就会问你，你有没有读这本圣经？
So if you say you want faith but lack it, well, then, brothers and sisters, start with the Word of God.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你说你想要信心却缺乏，那就从读神的话语开始吧。
It is living and active and has power to transform lives.
它是活泼的，有功效的，是改变生命的力量。
So, what does faith in Christ mean?
在基督里有信心，对于我们来说意味着什么呢？
As we expand our understanding about what faith is and the origin of faith, we must now ask that question. What does it mean to have faith in Christ alone?
随着我们对信心的本质和其起源的理解不断的加深，我们现在必须回答这个问题：单单信靠基督耶稣意味着什么呢？
Faith means to have knowledge of the facts.
信心意味着了解事实,
To believe.
相信,
To accept.
接受,
And to trust in the person of Jesus Christ.
并信靠耶稣基督。
Faith in Christ means to trust and depend on Jesus as the living God and trust in His blood to save me.
信靠基督意味着信靠并依靠耶稣是永生神，并信靠他的宝血来拯救我。
Faith in Christ means to trust the totality of the person of Christ, his humanity and his deity.
信靠基督意味着信靠基督的全人，他的神性和他的人性。
It's to trust his sacrificial atonement on the cross that you and I don't deserve, but he took because he loves you.
信任他牺牲的救赎，你和我都不配得这样的荣誉，但是主耶稣给了我们的这样的荣誉，因为他爱我们。
Faith means to trust that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies.
信心意味着信靠耶稣基督是旧约预言的应验。
That he is the suffering servant of Isaiah 53.
他是以赛亚书第53章中的受苦的仆人。
That he has the power over the grave.
他拥有胜过坟墓的权柄。
Faith in Christ means to believe and trust in an unshakable manner.
对基督的信心意味着坚定不移的相信和信靠。
To be steadfast and established, a tree firmly planted and in total reliance upon Jesus at all times.
坚定不移，根基稳固，如同一棵坚固的树，无论何地都坚定地依靠他。
Sadly, some people will refuse to hear God's word.
可悲的，有些人拒绝聆听神的话语。
Listen to the words of the prophet Jeremiah.
让我们听一下先知以利米的耶利米的话。
To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ears are closed. They cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord has become a reproach to them. They have no delight in it.
耶利米书6章10节，现在我可以向谁说话做见证，使他们听呢？他们的耳朵未受割礼，不能听见。看哪，耶和华的话，他们以为羞耻，不以为喜悦。
To hear the word of Christ preached to you and to read the word of Christ in the Bible, walk out that door and not trust in Jesus alone as your Savior is tragic.
听见神的话语在对你说话，对你呼召，读到圣经的话语，看到神在对你说话，但是你走出了这个门，你心里却不信靠神，这是多么可悲的！
So then this begs the question, what is genuine faith?
所以这就引出了一个问题，什么是真正的信心？
I've had so many conversations lately with people young and old who want to be assured that their faith is real.
最近我与许多的人谈话，有年轻人，也有年长的人，他们都想要确信自己的信心是否是真实的。
All of the New Testament authors were deeply concerned about the genuineness of the faith of their readers.
所有新约的作者都非常的关心他们的读者或者听众，他们的信心是真实的吗？
The Bible gives us so many examples of people who demonstrated unquestionable faith in God's power and sovereignty.
圣经当中有很多的例子。 表明了人们显示了对神的大能和主权的坚定信心。
Hebrews 11 is often called the Faith Hall of Fame.
希伯来书的第十一章通常被称为信心的名人堂。
And the scriptures point out and commend their bold acts of faith and trust in the Lord, even in difficult and challenging times.
圣经当中也指出并赞扬了他们，即使在艰难困苦的时候，也表现出对主的信心和信靠的勇敢行为。
Abel offered a sacrifice that pleased God, even though it would cost him his life.
亚伯献上了祭物，令神喜悦，即使他因此丧命于他的兄弟之手。
Enoch lived in a time of great wickedness and rebellion, yet he was in constant fellowship with God and walked closely with God.
以诺生活在一个邪恶的时代，但他始终与神相交，与神亲密同行，这令神喜悦。
Noah found favor with God when he built an ark for 120 years.
挪亚忠心的建造方舟120年，蒙神恩待。
Many others, men and women, are commended in the Bible for having great faith in Christ.
许多其他的人也因对基督的坚定信心而受到了称赞。
And do you know what? They were never disappointed by God.
你知道吗？他们从来没有对神失望过。
But believers will unquestionably have moments where they doubt their salvation.
但是毫无疑问的，我们知道信徒都会有怀疑自己得救的时刻。
So if you're struggling with doubt right now, I want to encourage you that every believer has had this moment.
如果你现在正为怀疑所苦恼，我想鼓励你，每个信徒在他的生命当中可能都经历过这样的时刻。
Trials in life, guilt, sin, temptation, disobedience, uncertain life conditions all push us into our flesh that results in doubt.
生活中的试炼、愧疚、罪孽、诱惑、悖逆。人生中的不确定性将会将我们拖入肉体，可能最终导致我们怀疑我们的信心。
But if there's one thing that I've learned about genuine faith, it's this.
如果说我对于真正的信心学到了什么，那就是这一点。
Every believer will have moments of doubt about their salvation.
每个信徒可能都有怀疑自己得救的时刻。
But no believer will ever doubt in the saving power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
但真正的信徒永远不会怀疑基督的宝血拯救的大能。
A true believer will never dabble in other religions or other great speakers.
真正的信徒永远不会追寻其他的宗教或者其他有名的讲哲学家。
They'll never dabble in worldly philosophies.
即使在最黑。或者是其他的思想。
True believers will stay connected to the vine. Even in the darkest days of doubt and trial,
即使在最黑暗、充满怀疑和试炼的日子中，真正的信徒也会与那棵真葡萄树保持连接。
I want to share a real-world story.
让我跟你分享一个伟大的信心的保障。
Story of great faith.
一个大信心的故事。
I want to share the story of a woman named Jenny Geddes.
我想和大家分享一位女士，她的名字叫珍妮·格迪斯。
Born in the year 1600 and died in the year 1660.
她出生于公元1600年，死于公元1660年。
Jenny was a Scottish market trader.
珍妮呢，是一位苏格兰市场的商贩。
She was not a woman of means, would have struggled to make ends meet.
她并非一个富裕的女性，她生活拮据，难以维持生计。
In the year 1635, King Charles I declared himself to be the head of the Scottish Church.
1635年，舒格兰国王查理一世，他想要宣布自己成为舒格兰教会的领袖。
And Charles wanted the Scottish Church to be more like the English Church.
查理一世呢，他希望当时的舒格兰的教会更像英国的教会一样。
Charles and a committee of Scottish bishops developed a book called the Book of Common Prayer.
查理一世和当时的舒格兰的主教委员会，他们编写了一本书，名字叫《公道书》。
And that book was to be used in the Scottish churches.
那本书要在舒格兰的教会使用。
The church was seeking to shift their theology away from Christ towards what the king wanted.
他们尝试着改变教会当时的神学，要把这个教会改变成这个国王想要变成的样子。
Essentially, Charles was establishing himself in his personal beliefs over the authority of Christ in the church.
本质上，查理一世呢，他尝试将他个人、将他自己和他个人的信仰置于基督作为教会领袖的权威之上。
And Charles was using his governmental authority to do it.
他想，查理一世要利用自己的政府的权力来夺取对教会的控制权。
As rumors spread about King Charles and his desire to usurp the Bible for the Book of Common Prayer, tensions were growing high.
随着查理一世想要用他的书来篡夺圣经权威的谣言四起，当时紧张的局势越演越烈。
And on Sunday, July 23rd, 1637, the heretical Book of Common Prayer was unveiled in St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh.
在1637年的7月23日，星期天。这一本异教邪说的公道书在爱丁堡的圣吉尔斯大教堂揭幕。
And as the Book of Common Prayer was read in the church, instead of the Bible, well, Jenny Geddes had enough.
当时人们朗读的是公道书，而不是圣经，所以珍妮·格迪斯忍无可忍。
And she picked up her stool and she threw it at the king.
拿起自己坐着的三角凳，扔向了查理一世国王。
This would result in great riots for 2 years in Scotland.
这就引起了暴乱的爆发，而且呢，在2年之后演变成为了一次主教的战争。
2 years later, the First Bishop War would start.
2年以后，1639年。开始了第一次的主教的战争。
For Jenny Geddes, the scriptures were not worth compromising.
对珍妮·格迪斯来说，他对基督和圣经的信心不能妥协。
She took a stand of faith for Jesus Christ.
他呢，他渴望聆听到真正的讲道。
When she recognized that there was a man in the church himself over Jesus, she had enough.
意识到有人要将自己置于基督之上时候，他受够了。
Now, I hope you won't throw a chair at me today.
我希望你今天不要把你坐的椅子扔向我。
But I want you to see an example of genuine faith and belief and trust in Jesus Christ alone.
但是我想要让你看到。真正的信心，什么是真正的信心？就是坚定不移的信靠，信靠在基督耶稣之上。
This is uncompromising, immovable trust in Jesus Christ.
这是一种坚定不移的信靠，信靠基督耶稣是主。
Christ is the head of the church. Christ is Lord of your heart.
基督是教会的头，是我们心中的王。
And Christ is worthy of all your adoration.
基督配得我们所有人的敬拜和爱慕。
This chair is sitting in a museum in Scotland right now.
你可以看到这个椅子现在正陈列在苏格兰的一个博物馆里。
And you can Google this story. It's real.
你可以在网上用 Google 来发现这个故事。
What about you?
那你呢？
Is your faith strong enough to stand up to unbiblical politicians?
你的信心是否足够的坚强，足以对抗那些不合圣经的政客吗？
By faith, will you trust Christ when the government shifts against Christian beliefs?
当政府权力转向反对基督的时候，你会凭着信心信靠基督吗？
High schoolers, will you walk closely with Jesus when drugs and alcohol and every other temptation under the sun come at you?
高中生们，当大学期间毒品、酒精和其他各种诱惑不断的吸引、抓住你、诱惑你时，你会紧紧的与主同行吗？
Faith enables you to trust Christ when you lose a loved one.
当你失去亲人时，信心使你能够信靠基督吗？
Faith, we give glory to Christ through an unexpected illness or a lost job or even worse.
当你遭遇意外疾病、失业或者更糟糕的境况时，你能凭着信心将荣耀归给基督吗？
Or what about this? What happens when a golden opportunity opens up, something you've been praying for? Will you take the leap of faith with Christ?
或者是这样的一种情况。当一个你一直祈祷的黄金的机会出现的时候，你会跟随基督迈出信心的一步，相信他的计划吗？
Will you trust in his plan for you?
你会相信他给你的计划吗？
By faith, will you trust Christ if he calls you into the ministry or calls you on a mission trip?
如果基督呼召你去传教或宣教的时候，你会凭着信心信靠他吗？
I think believers are so surprised when God opens up big opportunities in your career or in your family or in church or in school.
我想，当神在你的事业、家庭、教会或学校里为你打开重大的机会时，信徒们有时也会感到非常的惊讶。
And our lack of faith can be illuminated by not taking a leap of faith.
即使我们没有迈出信心的一步，即使神的祝福也能让我们看到我们缺乏信心。
Is that because we don't truly trust Christ like we say we do?
这是不是因为我们个人没有完全的信靠基督吗？
So that is the question that each person has to answer for themselves.
所以这就是今天我们每个人都必须问自己的一个问题。
Do I personally trust Jesus Christ?
我个人信任基督耶稣吗？
You may ask today, I want to trust Christ, but how do I get that kind of faith?
今天你也许会问，我想信靠基督，但我如何才能获得这种信心呢？
Well, my friend, it starts with hearing the gospel, and it matters what we say and what we share about the gospel.
朋友们，这始于聆听福音。我们分享福音时所说的话语非常的重要。
The gospel says Christ is trustworthy of all your faith and love and surrender.
福音说，基督值得你所有的信心、爱和顺服。
The gospel says that only Christ satisfies the deep longing needs of your heart for God.
福音说，基督满足了你内心深处对神的渴望。
The gospel says that only Christ can mend a broken heart, calm the anxious heart, or change the hardened heart.
福音说，基督能修补瞌睡的心，抚慰焦虑的心，改变刚硬的心。
The gospel says that God is nearer to you than you realize.
福音告诉我们，神比你想象的更接近你。
So what is the gospel?
福音是什么？
Today, maybe for the first time, I'm going to ask you to listen to the gospel with attentive hearing.
今天或许是我第一次请求你用心的聆听福音。
See, I'm going to ask for your focus because this is the time when Satan comes in and distracts you and makes you start thinking about other things.
我要你集中注意力，因为这正是魔鬼尝试窃取你注意力的时候。
And I'm going to ask you to listen retentively with your heart to take and hear this message and lock it right here where the enemy can never get it from you.
我要恳求你用心的聆听，也就是我要你把这话语牢牢的锁在心里。
Lock this word in your heart and meditate on it day and night.
把这个信息牢牢的锁在你的心里，要昼夜的默想。
The gospel is the message that Christ came to this broken, sinful earth on a rescue mission to save lost sinners and reconcile us to God.
福音告诉我们，基督来到这个破碎、充满罪恶的世界，肩负着拯救世上罪人，使他们与神和好的任务。
You say you're not a sinner.
你说你不是罪人。
The gospel says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
福音说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All.
所有的人都犯了罪。
The gospel says that sin is the cause of death, but the gospel also says that God has a wonderful plan of redemption.
福音说罪是死亡的根源，但福音也说神有一个奇妙的拯救计划，
And his name is Jesus Christ.
他的名字就是耶稣基督。
Jesus was born of a virgin woman.
耶稣基督是由童贞女所生，
And he lived a sinless life.
他一生无罪。
But he was hated and he was crucified just as God planned.
他被人镇恶，并按照神的计划被钉在十字架上，
The just for the unjust.
义代替了不义，
With unimaginable love for you and I.
带着神对你和我难以想象的爱。
His blood was spilled on the cross to cover our sin.
他的宝血在十字架上流出，遮盖并洁净了我们的罪。
And to cleanse us of our sin.
洁净了我们的罪，
And he died on that cross.
他死在了十字架上。
But 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
但3天以后，他从坟墓中胜利复活。
Resurrected, just as the prophet said.
正如圣经所预言的，他从死里复活了。
Christ is king over death.
基督是战胜死亡的王，
He is risen.
他复活了，
Take away the sins of the world.
他是神的羔羊，来除去世人的罪孽。
But knowing this message alone doesn't save.
但单单知道这个信息并不能拯救。
Hearing this message alone doesn't save.
单单听到这个信息也不能拯救。
We are saved by grace through faith.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
The gospel is received by personal trust and belief in that message.
只有通过你自己对基督耶稣深深的信靠，来相信这个信息，才能实现。
So much trust that you will repent of the old sinful ways that God hates.
你对基督耶稣绝对的信靠和相信，才能领受福音，以至于你愿意悔改你的罪。
And by belief and trust in Jesus, you follow him.
因着信心，因着悔改，你转向基督，跟随他。
I'm going to ask you today to look to Christ and have compassion for your own soul, for the day of judgment is approaching.
今天我恳求你，你要仰望基督，怜悯你自己的灵魂，因为审判的日子即将降临到我们每个人。
Look to Christ in faith and be freed from sin.
凭着信心仰望基督，脱离你的罪恶、你的失败、你的忧虑，
Freed from your failures, freed from your worries.
脱离你的失败和忧虑，
Look to Christ and find rest for your weary souls.
仰望基督，为你疲惫的灵魂找到安息。
Hear the preaching of Christ as if Jesus himself were standing right here, preaching these words to you, begging you to believe by faith through grace.
聆听着福音的宣讲，仿佛基督就站在你的面前，恳求你信靠他，恳求你得救。
The gospel is an invitation.
福音是一份邀请，
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
尝尝主恩的滋味，便知他是美善的。
Come and drink the living waters.
来喝这生命的活水。
Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost come to Jesus. Today.
邀请口渴的人可以来，愿意的人可以来，可以白白的领取这生命的河水，活水来喝。邀请所有的人都来到耶稣的面前，领受这生命的活水。
I invite you to be saved by faith in Jesus Christ alone.
今天我要邀请你因信基督而得救。
Faith has been a mystery, but now we want to walk with you in faith. If you'll come forward today, we will walk this journey with you.
如果信心一直是个谜，现在你想凭着信心在基督里行走，今天就来吧，我们将一起凭着信心走完这段永生的旅程。
The Lord promises He will always be with you.
主应许他会永远的与你在一起。
Be saved by faith today.
今天就因为你的信心而得救吧。
Father God, thank you so much that you have given us the gift of faith.
亲爱的天父，真的是感谢您，您把这一份免费的信心的礼物赐给我们。
Oh Lord, but we must receive it.
神呐，我们一定要接受这份礼物。
Lord, touch our hearts today.
主啊，请你触摸我们每一个人的心，
Convict us of our sins
真的是让我们看到我们的罪。
and lead us to faith and repentance in Jesus Christ.
让我们可以因着信心来承认自己的罪。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉主基督耶稣的名，我们祷告，阿门。